Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to another episode of our podcast. Today, we're going to delve into a topic that's close to my heart and, I believe, will resonate with many of you as well. We're going to talk about creating a tranquil and meditative outdoor space, specifically a Zen garden. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is a Zen garden? Well, it's a minimalist dry landscape that's been used for centuries in Japan to help monks in meditation. It's a place of tranquility, a place of peace, a place where one can find a moment of respite from the hustle and bustle of daily life. Creating a Zen garden is not just about arranging rocks and raking sand. It's about creating a space that reflects the natural world, a space that encourages contemplation and mindfulness. It's about creating a space that is, in essence, a physical manifestation of Zen philosophy. So, how do you create a Zen garden? Well, the first step is to find a suitable space. It doesn't have to be large. In fact, some of the most beautiful Zen gardens I've seen have been quite small. What's important is that the space is quiet and peaceful, a place where you can sit and meditate without being disturbed. Once you've found your space, the next step is to clear it. Remove any debris, any weeds, any plants that don't fit with the minimalist aesthetic of a Zen garden. This is a process of purification, of making the space a blank canvas on which you can create your garden. Next, you'll want to choose your rocks. These are the main elements of a Zen garden. They represent the mountains, the islands, the rugged landscapes of the natural world. Choose rocks of different sizes and shapes, but make sure they all have a similar color and texture. This will give your garden a sense of unity and harmony. Once you've chosen your rocks, it's time to place them. This is perhaps the most important part of creating a Zen garden. The placement of the rocks should be deliberate, thoughtful. Each rock should have a purpose, a reason for being where it is. Some people like to create a story with their rocks, a narrative that unfolds as you move through the garden. After you've placed your rocks, the next step is to add the sand or gravel. This represents the water, the rivers, and lakes of the natural world. Use a rake to create patterns in the sand, patterns that suggest the movement of water. This is a meditative process, a process that requires patience and focus. Finally, add any finishing touches. This could be a small statue, a lantern, a water feature. But remember, the key to a Zen garden is simplicity. Don't overdo it. The goal is to create a space that encourages contemplation, not distraction. And there you have it, your very own Zen garden. A place of tranquility, a place of peace, a place where you can sit and meditate, where you can escape from the hustle and bustle of daily life, if only for a moment. It's about creating a space that reflects the natural world, a space that encourages contemplation and mindfulness. It's about creating a space that is, in essence, a physical manifestation of Zen philosophy. So I encourage you all to give it a try. Create your own Zen garden. It doesn't have to be large. It doesn't have to be perfect. What's important is that it's a space that brings you peace, a space that helps you to slow down, to breathe, to be present in the moment. Thank you for joining me on this journey into the world of Zen gardens. I hope it's inspired you to create your own tranquil and meditative outdoor space. Until next time, stay mindful, stay peaceful, and keep cultivating your inner zine.